morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Oklahoma's wind energy industry invests billions in our state, which powers our economy and directly funds our schools. Because of these investments, utility bills are lower across the state. Some industries qualify for dozens of subsidies, but this industry's given up every state wind energy tax incentive. Why are some legislators trying to drive wind energy out of our state? Are they anti-business? Call your legislators today and tell them to keep wind investing in Oklahoma. Paid for by the Wind Coalition.
Monitor crop health using satellite imagery from Encirca Services. Snapshots of your fields provide quick visualizations of crop growth patterns. To monitor changes in crop health, Encirca Services satellite imagery helps inform field scouting, providing early warning and timely resolutions to help maximize your harvest results. Put Encirca Services to work on your operation all season long. Contact your local DuPont Pioneer sales professional or Encirca Certified Services agent to learn more.
Well, good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. Yesterday, the USDA released some pretty impressive numbers in this week's crop progress report. Suffice it to say, it's been a pretty productive week leading up to it. The amounts harvested in both the U.S. corn and soybean harvest jumped up quite a bit. This week, corn has been measured at 38% complete with its harvest, up 10% from just a week ago, although we're still well behind its five-year average of 59%. But with the weather that we've had and the weather that we have forecasted, industry analysts are feeling okay about where we're at right now, confident that that gap will soon be closed. Check out the progress made, though, by soybeans this past week, which more than doubled that of corn with a jump of up to 21% from just a week ago, landing now at 70% complete with its harvest, just right behind the average of 73%. Not bad. Some of those states, though, with the biggest increases included Iowa, with a whopping 29% increase from just 1 week ago, Kansas at 22%, Ohio at 21%, and Indiana with a 17% increase. Pretty impressive, to say the least. Enough of that, though. Let's check out our three-state region here, starting off with winter wheat planted. This week, Oklahoma rates 72%, down 13 points from normal. Winter wheat emerged, though, reached 55%, down 8 points from normal. In Kansas, winter wheat planted was 67%, behind 82 last year and 86 for the five-year average. Emerged was 41%, well behind 61 last year and 63 the average. And in Texas, winter wheat planted is rated this week at 70% complete, compared to 67 last year and 70 for the average. Winter wheat emerged reached 53%, ahead of last year by 12 and ahead of the average by 6. In corn, Oklahoma's harvest has reached 70%, down 15 points from normal. Harvest is at 65% complete in Kansas, well behind 85 last year and behind 82 the average. Harvest in Texas is up 3 points this week from last at 83%, on par with the state's five-year average. The sorghum crop in all three states has reached upwards of 90% maturity, except for in Kansas, just below that mark at 87% mature. Harvest, though, is 54% complete in Oklahoma, down 8 points from normal, 24% complete in Kansas, well behind 54 for last year and the average of 45. In Texas, 80% of the state's crop has been harvested so far, ahead of its average by 5. It's also worth mentioning that here in Oklahoma, canola planted has reached 86%, down 8 points from normal. Canola emerged reached 51% this week, down 22 points from normal. And as usual, if you'd like to check out those complete crop progress reports in their entirety, be sure to click over to our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. You got farm news, I'm Ron.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Thursday, October 26th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction started at 8 a.m. Central Time, offering 18,200 head, including 2,650 yearling steers, 2,000 yearling heifers, 11,000 weaned calves, and 1,550 calves on cows. If you want more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.